The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshon Blyden here. Trump's lawyer is going to put a motion to dismiss and this indictment, this silly political motivated indictment. Let us see what they're going to do here. So Trump lawyer, motion to dismiss coming up on Trump indictment. Former President Donald Trump is expected to get arraigned this week, I believe it's going to be Tuesday, on charges brought by Manhattan DA George Soros DA Alvin Fat Chipmunk Bragg in what many have characterized as a poor case. In the words of George Washington law professor Jonathan Turley, legally pathetic. It's a great way of putting it, legally pathetic. And in the words of former federal prosecutor Andrew McCarthy, nakedly political. We don't know exactly what the charges will be yet, although there have been reports about falsifying business records regarding the matter of Stormy Pony Daniels, and that Fat Bragg might be trying to shoehorn in what is essentially a federal charge to be able to employ a longer statute of limitation and charge a felony. There are also reportedly more than 30 charges supposedly coming. It's important to note, if that's the case, it could refer to basically different forms in the same matter, or even sign-in pages of the same form. So more than 30 charges make it sound worse than it actually is, essentially related to one issue. It potentially could expose you to more punishment if convicted, although such charges would generally run concurrently if it's part of the same act. It's hard to know precisely until we see the indictment. But Trump's attorney said that after they see the charges in the indictment, expect a motion to dismiss to swiftly follow. It says here, we will take the indictment, we will dissect it, the team will look at every potential issue that we will be able to challenge, and we will challenge. And of course, I very much anticipate a motion to dismiss coming because there's no law that fits this, Trump's attorney Joe Tacopina told CNN host Dana Bash Sunday. And you have a situation where you know the federal government, the Department of Justice, turned this matter down. Tacopina continued on CNN's State of the Union. Tacopina brought up the problem with the bootstrapping and alleged federal offense that the feds wouldn't even pursue. The FEC, which governs federal election laws, said there's no violation here. Yet somehow a state prosecutor has taken a misdemeanor and tried cobbled together to make it a felony by alleging a violation of federal campaign violations, and the FEC said that doesn't exist. In referencing the grand jury's vote to indict, the former president of the United States, Tacopina, called it a sign that rule of law in the United States has died. Whether you send the right or the left, or you're a supporter or a detractor of Donald Trump, this should really bother you, Tocopina said. This should really shake the core of what we believe our justice system should be about. It should not be weaponized to go after political opponents, and that's exactly what they're doing. Tocopina, like there's an article I read on my Swell, where you can go to Swell, you can see it, it's on your screen there, and read that article. But I talked about someone who did memes for Trump, and they're going to potentially send him to jail for 10 years for a meme he did on Hillary Clinton. Ridiculous, ridiculous. They're trying to shut and silence anyone that opposes them. This is just way out of hand. Tocopina said they would pursue all their legal options, and this was a case of political persecution. He said he didn't expect there to be a perp walk on Tuesday when Trump is scheduled to be charged. He wasn't sure there would be a mugshot or not, but he said they would very loudly and proudly say not guilty. It sounds like there could be various issues for such a motion, including the statute of limitations, and that this appears to be essentially a federal allegation, so it's improperly before the state court. Given what we've seen, even if there are clear legal problems with the case, we also have to factor in that we're in Manhattan, and whether or not you're going to get a fair trial when you're evaluating the case. Of course you won't. Of course you won't. There are rumors that his team may be thinking about moving for a change of venue. That would be a smart idea. That's likely to be a hard sell, though. That's, I agree. However, unless they can show some specific bias that would affect him, even if we all know that it's there, so far, the indictment not only hasn't hurt Trump in the polls, he's had the highest lead so far in a Yahoo poll over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He's also gotten $5 million in donation, as people around him and against the political prosecution, a lot of that reportedly from people who hasn't donated before. That's a big sign of how angry people are about this prosecution, and it's true. It's very true. We should be angry by this, and even if you're not a supporter of Trump, you should be bothered by this, because this is obviously politically motivated. Whether they want to characterize it as that or not, it obviously is. It's definitely politically motivated.